Have you ever made a decision so incredibly wild that the people around you could only respond with warnings or looks of disbelief? Well, I have, and today I'm going to chat with you all about the wildest decision that I have ever made in my life and how it impacted my business. Let's get right on into it. Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello and welcome back, my friends. I am so excited to share this wild story with you today because I truly think that this crazy decision that I made, that everyone scoffed at me for making, is one of the best things that I have ever done for my business. And we're going to talk about how sometimes we need to take those wild leaps of faith to end up exactly where we want to be, and the reason why those leaps of faith work. So, a couple of episodes ago, when I was chatting to all of the recent music grads, if you've listened to that episode, I mentioned that my first year after I completed all of my university schooling for music, I worked at an agricultural firm here in my city. Now, it was definitely not my top choice of places to be, but I knew that I could handle admin work and it would allow me to have relatively open evenings so that I could start teaching and also do things like performing and attending different rehearsals in my city. So I said yes, and I hated pretty much every single minute that I worked in that office. The company was kind of greedy, in my opinion. I felt that the morale of the staff was pretty low, and it was just really a toxic work environment. I never felt like I was being challenged. I never felt like I was being given enough to stimulate my sense of purpose and my feelings of passion. And I really just did not like spending most of my day dealing with grumpy grain traders. So, about a year into this job, 11 months in, I decided, you know what? I'm done. At that time, I had just 6 private students that were coming to my tiny condo for lessons, and I was also working at a music school in town, a music studio. So, you know, the kind where they get you a whole bunch of students, you're teaching them, and they can only pay you so much because they have to pay all their admin fees and overhead as well. So I decided, you know what? It is time for me to branch out, and I'm going to go full private studio. This is what I am going to do. So I started chatting with my husband, and we knew that the condo was simply not the place for me to build a business. So we started looking at houses. Now, at this time, I was 23 years old, and looking for houses as someone who was just out of school was really challenging. Thankfully, the markets weren't quite as bad as they are today, but we were definitely looking on the lower end of the spectrum of what was available in our city because that is all that we could afford at that time in our lives. But I knew there was something in me that knew that we had to find a new space so that I could build the business that I have always dreamed of building. I needed a space that was exclusively mine. I needed a space that was exclusively for my students so that they would feel welcome as they came in for their lessons. So we went and we looked at about 30 different houses, and finally, we found something that we thought would be a great fit for us. Now, on the same day that we made our counter offer, which was accepted on the home that we are now living in, I quit my job. I quit my job at the agricultural firm and I said, you know what? This is the end. And that decision to quit my job and to buy a house at the exact same time was absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I had a steady income that had been coming in from my desk job. And I gave that up. On the exact same day that I committed to making bi-weekly payments on a mortgage with my now husband. This is a wild thing for us to do. I'm sure if you have any young people in your life, then you might be thinking, oh goodness, I need to warn them not to do what this lady on this podcast is telling us. But I was raised by a family who is very, very, very financially conscious. And I knew that I was taking a fairly large financial risk because I didn't know where my next paycheck was going to come from. I was still new to the city of Saskatoon, and I didn't know for sure that I could build a business as quickly as I needed to help pay our mortgage. Now, my husband thankfully does have a steady income. He is a school teacher and he's wonderful at it. But we needed both of us to make this work. When I told my parents, because of course we also used DocuSign and we signed this contract while we were at the campground visiting my family with my financial advisor, because he's also a family friend, and the looks on their faces were now hysterical, but they looked petrified for us. Absolutely petrified. My financial advisor is like, you shouldn't even be buying a house. This is a terrible time. This is a bad idea. And my parents were mostly just worried about, what if they need to file for bankruptcy? What if they lose the house because they cannot afford their payments? So while I was scared to be making these two huge life decisions on the exact same day, knowing that they affected one another so much, I also knew that this is exactly what needed to happen in order for me to make the next move, in order for me to level up my business. And I knew deep down that I would do anything I needed to make it work. And I did. By the end of summer, we bought our house in August. And by the end of that month, I already had 15 students who were registered with me. 15 in our brand new to us home in a studio that was mostly empty except for our tiny Cameo piano, 66 key acoustic piano. Another wild thing. And yet, I was able to find students. I was able to find work in this new place. Now, was that enough to pay the bills? No. So I did accept a restaurant job that I fit in the nooks and crannies. And I built my business in a way that I could wait tables and teach lessons on different days so that I could still be building my business without having to stress too much about my finances. Now, I'm not recommending necessarily that you quit your job. I'm not necessarily recommending that you go and you buy a house. I'm not necessarily recommending that you do anything that may be seen as reckless or ridiculous. But I am suggesting that you need to make strong decisions in your business and in your life. When I first had that decision-making moment where I decided, you know what, I'm done with this desk job. I'm done with the politics at the office, and I'm done with trying to manage to grow a business in a space that just wasn't compatible. Things started to open up. Opportunities presented themselves. Remember that music school that I mentioned I was working at? They offered me to take over another teacher's studio because she was on her way out of the country for schooling. And while that door opened, I knew that that wasn't the door for me. But still, little hints and little opportunities dropped into my vision. We found listings for different homes. And you know what? The home that we live in now, it was actually my mother-in-law who sent us this listing. And the very room that she thought, hey, I think that that home might work and this could be Aaliyah's studio. It's exactly where I'm sitting right now. And it is where I spend hours every day teaching music to my students whom I adore so much. If it hadn't been for her, we might not have looked at this house. It was slightly out of our price range, and we weren't sure that we could bargain the price quite as much as we were able to. As for the studio, I rejected their offer, but I was able to find students so easily. I had been providing music ministry at a church, and I found students through the church. I found students easily via recommendation on Facebook in a community that I had only been living in for 1 year. My husband, who is also a musician and a teacher, was able to send students my way. I really, truly, strongly, deeply believe that if I hadn't made the decision to pull the trigger on this crazy, crazy action and take this leap of faith, then I would not be sitting where I am today with the business that I have right now. When we make those strong decisions, and when we take those big actions that move us in the direction of our goal, then we are sending a signal out to the universe that we are serious about what we want. Think about it. How many times do you find yourself wishing that things were different? Wishing that you could do this or go here or be this? And it never happens. Because a wish is a fantasy. A wish is just a fantasy. There is no burning desire behind a wish. There is no change in your energetic state, in your vibration with a wish. We call them wishes because they seem out of reach. But when you make a decision, that is when things shift. That is when things change. Because now you have signaled to the universe, this is what I want, and I am ready to receive it. I am here right now, and that wish that I once had, I've decided that it is already mine. I am here to claim my desire. And when we make those huge, colossal, life-changing, terrifying decisions, then the energy that gets sent out is also huge and colossal and life-changing. And you will find time and time and time again that if you make a decision and act on it, that things will work out. They might not work out 100% exactly the way that you thought they would, because there is a sense of humor in the way that the universe provides. But it will work out. Because you have made a decision. And when we make a decision, when we set our minds so strongly on one objective, then we are moving constantly in the direction of that goal. So whatever it is that you are wishing for right now, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for you to finally make that wish and turn it into a decision. And watch as everyone else around you warns you that this is not what you should be doing. Watch the looks of terror, of fear on their faces, the bewilderment, the sheer panic as they envision themselves doing the exact same thing and failing. But the difference is, you have made a decision. You have made a decision, and therefore it will happen. If you believe that it will happen without a shadow of a doubt, then you are ready to overcome any obstacle that stands in your way. You are ready to be flexible, and you are ready to adapt, and you are ready to claim what is already yours. So, think about it. What decision are you going to make? What is it that you have been procrastinating on? What have you put on the back burner? What have you decided is too big? What have you decided is impossible for you and out of reach simply because it requires huge decision? Maybe it's your time. Maybe today is the day to make that decision. And tomorrow, who knows? You may wake up in your house with a thriving business and be so incredibly grateful that you made that decision just a few short years ago to change your life forever, no matter how wild that decision initially seemed. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.